So, when I came in the door tonight, the lovely man at the front asked me if I was going to tell a guilty story, and I said, well, I don't really think that would be appropriate because I'm wearing my scrubs and I don't want to disgrace my profession. Mm-hmm. So, but here I am, nonetheless. So, I'm a nursing student, if you couldn't tell. I graduate next month, so I just came from my clinical. And so, because I'm a nursing student, my guilty story is naturally TMI, but nobody else volunteered, so. The other day, clinical, I was, I'm in the ICU, and so our patients are sometimes incontinent, and we have this one guy, and I was in the room, and I was really gassy. I don't know why, it was something I ate, and so I was like, well, whatever, so I ripped one, and my, and it was a bad one, and my, my preceptor, like, comes over to my side of the bed, and she's like, oh, man, he must have pooped. Let's get him cleaned up. And I just stood there and was like, oh, yeah, totally. Let's do that. So I was guilty.
It's adorable when pretty girls talk about farting and things like that. Like, not many people could get away with that, with everyone being like, oh, that's so charming. Our next storyteller, I think, is Natalie Bryson. Is that right? Natalie, yay.
Another nurse.
Are you a nurse, too?
Yes.
That was my roommate. Okay, so this story takes place back in California. I went to college about 5 hours north of where I grew up. I was driving back, and I was so tired. It was like 8 o'clock at night, but it was dark out, and I was like, I'm not going to make it through this drive. So I pulled off the freeway to take a nap. That was a safe thing to do. I didn't want to get an accident. I didn't want to flip twice off the road, wherever you are. I did not want that to happen to me, so I pulled off. I was sleeping. I'd probably been asleep for about an hour, but I'd forgotten to pull my keys out of the ignition, and my headlight stayed on. And all of a sudden, I wake up to a knocking on my window and all these these lights flashing in and these red and blue lights flashing behind me. And I was like, what is happening? Oh, my God. And it's this cop. He's like, roll down your window, ma'am. So I roll it down. I was like, what are you doing here? Your headlights have been on for about an hour. We've come by twice and your headlights are still on. And I said, oh, I was just taking a nap. I was really tired. I'm sorry. I don't know. Is this a bad area to park? And he's like, oh, okay, let me feel your pulse. Let me look at your eyes. And my heart was racing because he had scared me. He'd woken me up. And he's like, well, why is your heart racing so much? I don't understand why your heart would be racing like this. And why do your eyes look like that? And I was like, I was sleeping. I swear. I was so tired. And he's like, okay, well, please step out of the car. And I'm like 20 at the time. And so he makes me do the whole drunk test, you know, the whole deal. And he's like, okay, well, you passed that, but I still don't believe you. And he made me he handcuffed me and put me in the back seat of the cop car. I don't know what's going on, but I'm so scared. I'm like shaking. I still probably have a pulse that's racing. And there's, at this time, 3 cop cars now, all there for me, who was sleeping in a car. And so I'm sitting there in the back of the cop car like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, what did I do? They're searching my car. They're searching the surrounding area. I have no idea what they're looking for. I don't know what kind of person they thought I was. The guy comes back and he's like, do you do drugs, ma'am? No, I don't do drugs. I'm in college. I drink sometimes. I'm only 20. I'm sorry. But I didn't drink tonight. And I don't know. I think it was a small town. They didn't believe me. I'm still sitting there in handcuffs, but I hear over the little intercom system, and they say, shots fired at the corner of blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And 2 of the guys get in their cop cars, race off, and the one guy who's stuck with me in his car is like, God damn it. So mad that he's stuck with this little 20-year-old who did nothing wrong. They're bored on a Friday night. And he comes back into the car, and he leans his head, and he goes, so, ma'am, how deep do you go? And I was like, oh, shit, I'm about to get raped by a cop. I really thought that something really bad was going to happen. I was like, well, what do you mean, sir? And he said, oh, I saw your scuba diver's license. How deep do you go? Not the way you approach that conversation. yeah. So anyway, he got me out of the cop car, and he's like, sorry to bother you, ma'am. You're free to go. So I was not guilty, but I thought I was.